感谢主 ，Hallelujah，
Praise the Lord，
他的圣灵与我们同在，真的
，God is with us，
只有我们俩哭起来了吗
？There's only the two of us crying during praise and worship just now。
我们两个刚才在那里，我就哭起来了，然后见到了李杰，他也哭起来了，所以我就更。
We're just standing there, and we're worshiping, and we're just crying.
Anyone else feel a real tender, sweet presence of the Lord today?
大家有没有感受到圣灵很温和、很甜蜜的同在？
Well, we're continuing our third week.On the subject of Christian unity.
这是我们第三周连续在讲基督徒的合一。
Not sure where your small group is in the booklet. We've had a little bit of confusion on when the small groups are supposed to start.
在我们小组在要用这个材料的时候，有一些混乱，具体应该什么时候开始使用？
Some of the groups started the week of the 9th. Some of them started just last week. It doesn't matter when you started. It's okay.
不管你什么时候开始使用都无关紧要。
I'd just like to encourage you. Each of the venues, the English churches, the African church, Zhongguansheng church, we're sharing preachers. The preachers are traveling to the different venues, preaching different messages from this unity topic.
与你分享这个信息，就是我们的非洲堂、英语团、英语教会和中关村教会的。讲道的传道人都在轮流去不同的教会，在传讲同样的主题，关于合一。
So no matter where your small group is, start that week. Go find the other sermons from the different venues, especially if you understand English, or at least listen to the sermon that corresponds to your week in the small group campaign.
所以我鼓励你在查考那个合一的材料的时候呢，也多听听。如果你理解其他语言的话，多听听其他教会所分享关于合一的。
So today we're looking at the attitude of Christian unity.
今天我们要探讨的是基督徒合一的态度。
The first 2 weeks we've looked at the foundation of Christian unity.
前面两周我们讲的是基本的摘要的关于基督徒合一。
Especially last week we looked at the subject of the cross of Jesus Christ.
特别上周我们讲到耶稣基督在十字架上的工作。
Eugene preached a great message on unity founded on the cross of Jesus Christ.
玉勋弟兄跟我们分享，就是整个合一是建立在十字架耶稣基督的身上。
The story begins even further back than that, all the way back at creation itself.
其实整个合一的信息更早一点，就是在创世的时候。
God, when He created humanity, when He created the whole universe, He created it harmoniously. He created it naturally unified.
当神创造宇宙万物和人类的时候，他整个环境都是和平合一的。
Unfortunately, God hooked everything of the universe into man, into our own heart, into our own 地下室。
而神把整个创造宇宙的核心的规律的法则都联系在人的心里面深处。
He made us the very center of His harmonious system, the harmonious universe. Man is the center.
整个合一的整个氛围、整个气氛、整个关系都连接在人的心中，人跟神的合一的关系当中。
And He gave us one commandment, one simple thing. That tree over there, don't go over there.Pick the fruit and eat it. Do not eat that fruit on that one tree. Such a simple command.
还给我们在亚当一个很简单的命令，就是不要吃那个树上的果子。
But we broke that one command.
但是我们却破坏了那唯一的法则。
Say what do you mean? We broke the command, Chris. Adam and Eve broke the command.
你在说什么？不是亚当夏娃吗？跟我什么关系呢
？No. We have all stood at the tree that says no, and we said yes.
其实我们每个人都有一个生命树，我们都面对。而当神说不的时候，我们却选择来吃。
Adam and Eve started it, but we have continued it in every generation.
虽然是亚当夏娃开始，但是历世历代人类都不停的、不断的在悖逆神。
And because we are the center of the universe, when we broke God's command, all that harmony, it came loose.
因为我们人类是神整个合一计划的中心的众轴，所以当我们与神脱节的时候，整个合一都瓦解了。
And to use Chinese philosophical language, the relationship between heaven and earth was separated. It was cut.
所以一个哲学的方式是人与天地的关系就被分割了。
For thousands of years, philosophers have been asking, what is the relationship between heaven and earth? How do we bring them back together?
几千年来哲学家不停在思考的就是我们怎么把天和地结合在一起。
Philosophers understand that if we could just get heaven and earth back together, all of human harmony would happen again.
哲学家似乎理解，当天和地结合在一起的时候，人天地就完全没有任何的问题了。
But we ask the question, how can that relationship be healed?
但是我们常常在问这个问题，就是这个关系怎么被修复？
The answer is in Jesus Christ.
那个答案就在耶稣基督里。
He is heaven who became earth.
耶稣基督就是天成为地。
He's God who became a human being.
他就是神道成肉身成为人。
100% God, 100% man.
百分之百的神，百分之百的人。
In his very human body, he brings heaven and earth together again.
在他人的百分之百人的身躯里面，他把天和地结合在一起。
They are united. They are restored.
他们被修复，被重建。
The answer to the harmony problem is found in Jesus Christ.
整个合一的答案就在耶稣基督里。
Harmony and new harmony can only be found in him.
合一和新的合一，唯有在基督里能找到。
If you look anywhere else, you will not find it.
如果你到处去找，你都找不到。
The teachings of man will not get you there.
人类的教导没有办法给你。
Okay, we talked about the dishasher and cleaning out all the junk down there. You can go find counselors. It's not going to be enough.
我们几周前谈到我们生命中我们心中的地下室，你可以找很多辅导员，但是没有办法完全的根治这个问题。
The answer is only in Jesus Christ.
因为答案唯有在耶稣基督里。
Harmony is not a philosophy. It is not a human achievement.
合一不是人类的一个哲学的一个思想，也不是个人类的成就。
Real harmony, real unity is Jesus Christ, God becoming man.
真正的合一是耶稣基督神道成肉身成为人。
And that's our foundation.
而这是我们的根本。
If you start anywhere else and try to build that unity building, it will not work.
这是我们唯一的根基，唯一靠谱可靠的根基。
It's like building a sandcastle at the beach. A wave is going to come and knock it over.
就像在海滩上在建塔一样。
And Eugene last week talked about the cross of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ in his body, when he died and his blood poured out, that blood is powerful to bring us back to unity.
玉勋弟兄上周有分享到，唯有在耶稣基督在十字架上留下的宝血，才有能力把我们带回与他的合一当中。
Everything for the harmony of the whole universe was accomplished by Jesus Christ on the cross.
整个宇宙的和睦合而为一，唯有在耶稣基督里面才可行。
But you and I still have a responsibility.
但是你我都有一个责任。
So let's look at Ephesians chapter 4.
我们要看以弗所书四章。
Going to have Li Jie read it in Chinese. I'm not going to read it in English. We'll just have him read it in Chinese. First three verses, verses 1-3.
以弗所书四章一至三节，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Amen.Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day.
耶稣基督，上帝，我们感谢你赐予我们这一天。
Thank you for this time together in your presence.
谢谢你赐予这一天，让我们与你同在。
Thank you that you, Jesus Christ, have done everything to bring this whole universe back to unity.
耶稣基督，谢谢你，你做了一切。所需要的，把整个宇宙万物、天地人一起结合在一起。
But today, open our eyes to see what our part is in this.
但今天求你张开我们的眼睛看，让我们看到我们在其中的责任是什么。
And give us hearts to follow you.
也给我们一个愿意跟随你的心。
我就奉靠主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen.
Entire context of Ephesians chapter 4 is the calling of God.
整个以弗所书四章讲的就是神对人的呼召。
One of the most important themes of the entire book of Ephesians, calling.
一个重要的主题在以弗所书就是呼召。
The first two chapters look at the doctrine of election and predestination.
第一和第一章讲的就是被拣选论。
And this is a very, very difficult subject. Most people are very, very nervous when they hear that somebody's going to talk about predestination.
当我们听到预定论的时候，我们都很紧张，不知道怎么样去了解认识。
But if you really want to understand the book of Ephesians, especially here in chapter 4, you have to understand even a little bit the predestination, the calling of God.
但是当我们看四章的时候，我们需要有一点点关于，至少关于一点点关于预定论的一些知识，来了解神对人的呼召。
Now the Ephesian church, they were a Gentile church.
以弗所教会是一个外邦人的教会。
And in the first century, most of the first Christians were Jews, but then later some of the Christians, Gentiles began to become Christians.
第一世纪的教会，大部分的教会是犹太人为主。
So there was this ethnic tension between the two. They tried not to allow it, but it still happened.
所以你会发现有犹太人跟外邦人之间的矛盾，他们尽量的来控制，但是还是会有。
Especially became difficult when the Jews would come to the Gentiles and remind them, "We Jews are the chosen people of God."
特别是当犹太人的信徒来到外邦人的信徒说，我们犹太人是上帝拣选的信徒。
God chose Abraham and all of his descendants, the Jews, the Israel. We are Israel.
我们是以色列百姓，我们是上帝拣选的，从亚伯拉罕我们的祖先到现在。
So you have to feel just you have to feel just a little bit of fear and nervousness here in Ephesians as you read it.
所以当我们在读以弗所书的时候，你会感觉到一些冲突在里面。
The Gentiles are a little nervous about whether or not they're also called, whether or not they're going to be saved.
所以外邦的信徒也在犹豫，也在。考虑说我是不是被拣选的
Christianity has become mostly a Gentile religion in the centuries past. We don't feel it today, but on that first century, Gentiles were nervous about this.
现在大部分的基督徒都是外邦人，但是你来到第一世纪的时候，大部分的却是犹太人的时候，你就会感觉到。
So Paul addresses this question.
所以保罗就在应对这个问题。
Without even using the words Jews and Gentiles, he doesn't even make those distinctions in the first two chapters of Ephesians.
在以弗所书的时候，第一和第二章的时候，他根本都连提到外邦人跟犹太人也没有用这两个词句。
He talks about the plan of God, a plan set before the foundations, before God even created the universe. He had a plan.
他在说的就是上帝在创世以前的完美的计划。
It's an incredible plan, a vast plan.
但是宏伟的计划
The plan involved creation.
整个宏伟的计划也包括了他的创造
A beautiful garden. And it was always the hope of God that man would not sin in the garden. We should still be living in the garden. That was God's original plan.
一个美丽的伊甸园就是希望人不会犯罪，人与神能永远在一起。
But there was a secondary plan. If man sinned.
但是有B 计划，如果人犯罪的话
，If we went and ate the fruit, there was another plan that would then begin to happen.
如果人悖逆了神，吃了禁果，还有救赎计划在背后。
And it was a plan that involved Abraham, choosing of Abraham and his descendants.
而这个计划也包含了亚伯拉罕，拣选亚伯拉罕和他的子孙。
But it was also a plan that even as far back as Genesis, God promises Abraham this promise.
在创世纪的时候，神给亚伯拉罕这个应许。
I am choosing you, and your descendants will be a blessing to all nations.
我在拣选你，我已拣选你，我已拣选你的子孙，你的子孙将成为万国万民的祝福。
I mean, this is not God's choosing his favorite child, and he's going to give this child all the candy, and that child gets nothing.
这个不是阿爸父神拣选他最疼爱的孩子，最宠爱的孩子，然后全部的都忽略掉。
It's a little bit more like this kind of chosenness.
更多是像这个比喻。
Peter,
彼得
your section, I have chosen you this morning.
我, 你这一区 我拣选了你。
See, he's already, yes, good.
隔壁的牧师已经 yeah,
I have
man,
chosen this section. You are my beloved chosen section today. Now the rest of you are not chosen. You are chosen.
对，今天我拣选你，你们也被拣选，但是今天我特别挑你们出来。
Okay, you guys feel special? You're like, ah, yes.
你们应该觉得很荣幸。
Okay, good. I have chosen you to go and clean the bathroom.
我拣选你洗厕所。
No, not right now.
不是现在。
No, you understand, that's what chosen, it's not that bad, but it's a little bit what chosenness is like.
这个就好像拣选的一个概念一样。
Israelites in the first century, oh, we're the chosen ones of God. You know, they're so happy and we're the special children of God.
以色列人在第一世纪哦，我是神最宠爱的孩子，我是被神拣选出来的。
Now they missed it. You're chosen for a purpose. You're chosen for a calling to bring light to the whole world.
他们却忽略了这一点。他们被拣选出来的目的是什么？目的就是成为这个万国万民的一个灯塔。
And Paul, in the first two chapters of Ephesians, pulls the Gentiles into us. Not only us, he means Jews, but also you were also chosen in Christ Jesus.
所以你看到保罗在这里，他就不只是讲以色列人，他也包括了外邦人来说，我们都是耶稣基督所拣选的。
And all of it is in the context of before the foundation of the earth. Before creation, this was the plan.
而他说的那个背景就是在创世以前，外邦人、犹太人都被上帝拣选了起来。
This is absolutely incredible. This is amazing. I can't begin to think hard enough to understand this.
这个真的是让我们无法正常的来了解。
I love Jeremiah, chapter 1, the first chapter.
我喜欢耶利米书一章。
God calls Jeremiah. He says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you."
耶和华对耶利米说，你在母腹之前的时候，我已经认识你，我已经创造了你。
Wait a minute. What? How do you know somebody before mother becomes pregnant? How is that possible?
怎么可能呢？在妈妈还没有怀孕的时候，你已经认识那个宝宝了。
How does God recognize and know Jeremiah before his mother became pregnant? How is that even possible?
怎么可能？上帝怎么已经认识耶利米？当耶利米还没有成型的时候
？Because of God's plan before creation, He knew you, He knew me, He knew Jeremiah, He had us in mind.
因为上帝在创世以前，当耶利米的妈妈还没怀孕的时候，他已经对他有个完美的计划，已经认识他了。
Here you are, you're hearing about the calling of God for the first time. You're like, wow.
今天也许你是第一次听到神的呼召，你就赞叹不已。
The real wow is that before you were born, before China was born, before creation, God chose you.
更赞叹的应该是在中国立国以前，在人类发展以前，上帝已经认识你，上帝已经呼召你了。
When they were planning creation, they weren't planning what the trees and flowers would look like only. They were planning you and you and you and you and me.
神在计划整个创造的时候，整个过程的时候，他不只是在想说伊甸园要有什么品种的树，他也想到了你我，今天的你我。
And we live in a sinful world, so what God wants for us and what the world does to us are fighting back and forth. But still,
所以你会看到神呼召我们，神要我们活在一个圣洁的世界里面，但是现在这个黑暗的势力也在跟我们在挣扎当中。
And Paul is reminding the Gentiles, and that's all of us here today. Do we have any Jews here today? Probably not.
今天我们没有犹太人嘛，所以保罗在提醒我们这里的外邦的信徒。
He's reminding the Gentiles, you are equally called with Israel.
他在提醒我们，我们一样跟犹太人一样。重要的被上帝呼召出来。
The plan that is involved in the word predestination included us Gentiles as well.
整个预定论的计划也包含了你我。
And that is a huge, high calling. It's amazing. I can't even begin to understand it.
我无法释怀上帝对我们完美、崇高的计划。
We're not here today randomly or accidentally.
我们不是意外的走进教会，意外的信主。
I don't mean this place. I don't mean just that 21st century auditorium.
我不只是指的这个21世纪剧院。
I mean, you are here on this planet, in this century, in this country, by the plan of God.
在这个时间点上，在这个地点，在这个现今这个环境中，你经历神是神的计划。
He could have put you in the Europe 500 years ago. He could have put you in Thailand 600 years ago. No, he chose you for now, here, this generation.
他可以500年前放你在欧洲，600年前放你在泰国，那今天这个时候他拣选你在这里。
And I just, you know, it's just amazing when I think about this, because, go ahead.
真的让当我想起这些的时候，我真的很惊叹。
Those first century Christians that Paul is talking to, they lived in the Roman Empire, of course.
第一世纪的基督徒，这些外邦人当然活在罗马帝国的时代。
Did you know that the entire Roman Empire, the whole thing in the first century was only 50 million people? That's Shanghai and Beijing, less than Shanghai and Beijing.
所以整个罗马帝国的人口只是5000万，大概上海和北京的人口。
The city of Ephesus was 51,000.
所以以弗所的这个城市才五万一千人口。
I mean, you understand, that's a tiny little town by Chinese standards, right?
在中国标准是个小的城市。
Wuhan, I mean, good grief.
连城市都不是。
You could draw a circle in Beijing as far as you could throw a rock, and there's 51,000 people in that circle.
丢一个石头画一个圈在地图上，北京就有超过五万。
I live in a building with 51,000 people.
选那个建筑，那个小区就有。
I mean, seriously, what small section of Wangjing where I live would be 51,000? All of Ephesus was only 51,000 people.
整个以弗所的城市才五万一千人口而已。
So this is what amazing. God has chosen us, you and I, right here, right now, for China in the 21st century.
所以你不觉得很惊叹吗？在这个时间点，在这个时候，神拣选你我来到中国，来到北京，在这个城市。
He has chosen us for the 26 million people of Beijing.
他拣选我们来侍奉整个北京。
He has chosen us for the 1.3 billion people of China.
他拣选了我们来服侍13亿人口。
I mean, do you feel the weight of that?
你感觉到上帝的呼召吗？
The Ephesian church had a high calling, but oh my goodness,The calling God has on us is 一百倍 you know, I mean,
你可以感觉到以弗所的呼召是这么的伟大，但是你看到，如果相比之下，我们在北京这个时候
，You ever wonder what ingredients did God put together in this person of Chris Brandstetter and you and me and IMS to make us ready for the 21st century China？
你可以想象。你我他站在镜子上，我们何德何能？上帝把什么恩赐、什么礼物放在我们里面？我们可以服侍这十三亿人口，在21世纪的这个时代。
I mean, Paul calls their calling high. Ours is even broader and more vast and greater.
而保罗那时候对以弗所教会就说：“你们的呼召是很伟大的。”你可以想象我们的呼召呢
？Pastor Lee talks about IMS being a tugboat.
李牧师之前有讲到，就是我们的意象是个拉船。
Wants us to be a model for the healthy church, to shine the light of what it means to be a healthy church to the Chinese church.
我们希望是一个健康教会的一个模板，一个榜样。
What a high calling!
多伟大的呼召
！An amazing calling!
多真的是不可思议的呼召。
So Paul has put everything here in the Ephesians 4 in the context of the calling.
所以整个以弗所书四章围绕着就是呼召。
We'll look at that first verse again, verse number one. I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
第一节这里说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I mean, just how high and given just how high and glorious our calling is, what does it really mean to live life worthy of such a calling?
真的，我们的呼召是何等的荣耀。充满他的冠冕在其中。这里说到，就是我们要活着与我们蒙召的恩相称。
As we continue to the second verse of Ephesians, are you starting to get a little nervous?
当你来到第二节的时候，你会不会有点紧张呢
？Live a life worthy of that calling. Oh my goodness, what is he going to ask us to do?
行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。接下来要我们做些什么呢
？How do I live a life worthy of a calling to reach 1.3 billion people? I'm getting nervous.
你叫我要活着一个生命跟一个呼召相称，要向十三亿人口传福音，我现在很紧张了。
How do I live that kind of a life?
怎么活得出这样的生命呢？
I mean, for something this big, you might expect Paul to say something like this.
如果是这样大的呼召，你也许可以想象保罗会这样说：
Sell everything that you have.
把一切都卖掉。
Shave your head. That's not.
剃光头。
It's not so hard for some of us.
对有些人来说不太难。
You're to own one set of clothes, one of those tunics that the monks wear.
你只能有一副的那个僧袍。
Wake up at 2:30 in the morning to pray 6 hours every day.
凌晨两点半祷告，主啊。
And then to study the scriptures for 8 hours every day. What is Paul going to say next?
八个小时读经文。
I mean, for a calling that high, you ought to be a little bit nervous what he's going to say next.
如果我们的呼召是如此的宏伟，我们应该很紧张，很战兢在神的面前。
But it's amazing what he says.
但是很惊奇的，保罗这样回应。
All the highness and amazingness he brings down in verse 2 to actually something very, very, very simple.
这些宏伟的呼召计划围绕着第二节怎么实践
？Verse 2.
第二节。
This is it. This is how to live a life worthy of that calling. This is, here it is.
第二节告诉我们怎么活出与蒙召同等的生命的秘诀。
Be completely humble and gentle.
凡事谦虚温柔。
Be patient.
忍耐。
Bearing with one another in love.
用爱心互相宽容。
That's how you do it.
就这样做。
He doesn't go on and on and on with a long list of things. Just
他没有继续的条条框框，接下来再说。
Humble, gentle, patient, and loving.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
Humble, seeing yourself correctly.
谦虚就是用正确的方式来看待自己。
Eugene preached last week, seeing yourself at the foot of a cross.
把自己看成在耶稣的十字架的脚前一般。
Kneeling at the foot of the cross, you begin to see yourself correctly.
当我们俯伏在耶稣的十字架下的时候，我们才正确的看清我们自己。
Not too high and not too low.
不太高也不太低。
You know, some of us look in the mirror and, wow, like Lee Jay looks in the mirror and says, wow, I am one shy guy.
如果 Chris 看照镜子的时候，觉得他是高富帅。Amen.
You know, I mean, just some of us. I mean, seriously, we wouldn't ever do this, honestly, in a mirror. But some of us do, you know, live like we look in the mirror and think, I am.
当然，我们在镜子上，我们不会这样做，因为我们都假冒伪善。
And others of us, more than that, others of us look in the mirror and look at ourselves too lowly.
但有些人，当我们看到镜子里的我们的时候，自己的时候，我们却看清自己。
Most of the time, that's what happens.
大部分的时候，我们却看清我们自己。
We look in the mirror and all we see are our flaws.
当我们面对镜子里的我的时候，我只看到我自己的软弱。
Don't tell my Don you are, I said this, She's such a lovely little girl, but she'll see the one little pimple right there. And that's all she sees when she looks in the mirror, just that one little red bump right there.
好像我的女儿一样，她很漂亮，看到镜子里面的她才只发现，只专注她的青春痘。
But how many of us do that? We look in the mirror and all we see is that one flaw.
我们多少人常常面对镜子的时候，只看到我们自己的软弱，的不好。
Yeah.We 看不起自己 you know, we just look down on ourselves. Is that how you say it?
我们看不清我们自己。
And we say bad things about ourselves. We say lies to that person in the mirror.
我们对自己撒谎言。
I mean, you can say, oh, I'm better than everybody else, and you can also say, I am worse than everybody else. But either way, that's not what humility is.
你可以说啊，我比全部的人更好，多好，或者是你说我比全部的人更糟糕，但是这个不是真正的谦虚。
Humility is seeing yourself correctly at the foot of the cross, neither too high nor too low.
谦虚就是对自己有正确的观念。
Some of us he needs to bring down, but most of us he needs to bring up to his vision.
大部有些人我们必须降低我们对自这样看清。就是对自己有更正确的看法。有些人我们必须提升。
So again, humility is not looking down on yourself. Humility is seeing yourself correctly at the foot of the cross.
谦虚不是看到自己全部的软弱和缺点而已，是正确的看到自己。
Okay, it's not beating yourself and saying bad things about yourself. That's not humility. That's not at all saying bad things about yourself.
不是用言语来糟蹋、践踏自己。
Humility is saying, "Great and amazing God has chosen me." Wow.
谦虚是面对镜子的你的说，创造宇宙万物的神，我感谢你来创造我。
I can still remember the day God called me to ministry.
我还记得神呼召我跟随他全职服事的那个时候。
Must have been 1993, I think it was.
应该是九三年。
I just felt this need to go pray, and the prayer chapel at my Christian university was locked, so I went and found a space outside.
我有一个感动，一个渴望，我要去祷告，但是那个教会在我的大学锁了，所以我就在他的门口那边祷告。
Oklahoma, Joe, in Oklahoma, the sky is vast. I mean, it's a flat state, so you can just see the sky out there with the wind blowing. Everything is clean always.
So, 在我那个城市，我们可以看到蓝天白云。
And I leaned up against this building and I sat down on the next to this bush and I just looked up at the stars.
我就躺在草地上，我就看到天空。
And looked deep into the stars. I mean, millions of light years into space. I mean, it's so vast.
我看到星星，我看到整个宇宙多漂亮，整个天空多美丽。
And it was just God.
我就看到了上帝。
I felt that He, that God, was calling little me.
我看到这个宇宙万物背后的上帝主宰在呼召一个渺小的我。
And it was humbling. It was just and lifting.And lowering all at the same time, but it was humbling. It brought me to the place of correct perspective.
是一个很谦卑、很谦虚的一个整个氛围。我被提升，我又被降下，我对自己有正确的看法。
Wow, that God,
那个宇宙万物的神，却拣选了我。
As one of the Psalms says, all of the stars are my crown.
就好像一个。旧的一个诗歌一样，就是宇宙万物的星星，都是我的冠冕。
All that glory is not for itself; it was to crown humanity.
整个冠冕、整个荣耀、整个星星，都是为了冠冕人类我。
Like a tiara that you give a bride, no one looks at the tiara; it only makes her look more beautiful.
就很像新娘那个冠冕一样，那个皇冠一样，没有人会关注那个皇冠，只是。会看到那个新娘有那个皇冠有多漂亮。
God has called us, IMS, to a great and high calling.
神呼召我们 IMS 一个伟大的呼召。
If you're really, really proud, that should bring you down. And if you really look lowly at yourself, that should bring you up. But either way, wow, what a humbling calling we have.
如果你有得到这个从上帝而来的启示，你就会对自己和教会有一个正确的观念。
Paul says, be gentle with one another.
保罗说要用爱心互相宽容。
I don't know what you're like in the morning, but you know, I wake up, I never get enough sleep. I wake up tired and clumsy.
我不知道你起床气是怎么样，我每次起来都是，就是很有苦瓜脸。
Normally, Julie cooks the breakfast for the girls because I'm just too clumsy to cook.
通常我很笨拙，我不会下厨，所以 Julie 就下厨。
I go to the refrigerator, I'll pull the bacon out, and I'll pull the eggs out to cook breakfast for my girls sometimes.
有些时候会拿火腿、拿鸡蛋来为我的女儿准备早餐。
And if I'm clumsy enough, I might drop the bacon, the package of bacon, I might drop it.
有些时候我很笨手笨脚，我把整个火腿都跌在地上了，掉在地上了。
But it's okay. If you drop a package of bacon and it's sealed, it's not a problem.
如果那个火腿被包装起来的话，没有问题。
But the eggs.
但是蛋呢?
If you accidentally drop the eggs, you just throw them all away.
如果你不小心掉了那个鸡蛋，那个鸡蛋只能扔掉了。
You don't have to be gentle with bacon. You have to be very gentle with eggs.
你对火腿不用很温柔，但是对鸡蛋要非常温柔。
Believe it or not, men, our wives are more like eggs than they're like bacon.
丈夫们，你的太太更像鸡蛋，而不像火腿。
It's a strange illustration. You've got to be gentle, much more gentle with our wives than we even begin to imagine.
要对我们的妻子更加的温柔、柔和。
If if you want a deer, a wild deer to come and eat out of your hands,
如果你要用手来喂那个野鹿,
how softly, gently,
你要轻轻的, 温柔的。
Achoo, you know, you sneeze and the deer is gone.
如果你achoo, 他就跑了。
I mean, you have to be very tender, very
gentle. 非常的温柔。
That's how gentle we are to be with our wives.
这对我们配偶，我们就要这么的温柔。
Guess what, ladies? Guess what, ladies?
姐妹们，你们知道吗？
Your husband. Was that the ladies clapping? I see. Yeah.
只有姐妹在拍。
Guess what, ladies? Your husband is more like eggs than bacon.
也许你的丈夫更像鸡蛋，而不像火腿。丈夫在拍掌了。
Seriously, what do you think us guys are made out of? Bacon?
你觉得我们的心是那个火腿做的吗？
You can't just say anything to us either, okay? We can get hurt. Oh, we pretend like we're not hurt. But we get hurt too, okay?
虽然我们假装没有被受伤，但是我们很脆弱的。
So, ladies, when you're talking to your husband, you're trying to get a deer to eat out of your hands.
当你对太太跟丈夫说话的时候，要轻声细语。
This is especially true with children. Especially true. Children are so, they're like, I don't know, the most delicate eggs. I don't know what, you know, what to say now. They're so easily harmed.
特别小朋友、小孩子，是心灵这么容易破碎。
Okay. Christians, Paul is saying, Paul's not talking about family. He's talking about our relationship with this family, with one another. We're to be the same way with each other.
保罗在这里讲的就是我们在基督里，我们这个大家庭里面。
Gentle.
温柔
patient
忍耐
we're to be humble, we're to be gentle, we're to be patient
我们要谦虚温柔忍耐
patient only means taking a little bit extra time to think about something or pray about something so that you respond correctly instead of reacting emotionally
忍耐意味着我们要花多一份的时间多一些的时间来考虑来思考来祷告
In China, do they say count to 10? Do they say that? When you get angry, count to 10? Do they do that?
Yes. 在华人的我们的文化当中我们有没有这样说就是我们要默数一到十如果你生气的时候
Li Jie was counting to 10. 一二三四
五六七八九十
谢谢 OK
Amen
Now, do you know why that is?
你知道为什么吗?
In a situation, it's just body chemistry, that often reaction means that an idea has come up to this part of the brain and come right back out of the mouth. If you respond immediately, it's only gone that high in the brain. Seriously, no, this is real science.
因为真正的科学要听清楚，就是哎，我们的细胞各方面，哎，就智慧只是到这里而已，我们就发怒了。
My wife says something, boom, I say something back. I have not thought about it. It has only gone that high in my brain. That's not very high.
我的思想没有完全的透彻，只是一点点而已。
Okay. And if you literally wait 3 seconds, it enables your brain all the way up here to at least respond a little bit. It gets to the thinking part of the brain, even in 3 seconds.
如果你不是马上的回应的话，你花多3秒思考的话，你就会更全面的来理解、来思考整个问题、整个回应的适当的回应方式。
But that's just science. That's just pop psychology. Count to 10. Wait 3 seconds. Okay, that's just science. There's better than that in Christ Jesus.
当然，这个只是科学默数一到十，在基督里有更好的方式。
In Christian patience, we are to take whatever time that it is to think about it, to pray about it, to respond correctly. Even if it takes a day, if it takes a week, wait, just wait.
基督徒的忍耐的定义就是我们要等待，我们要等候，来处理那个心情、那个感受。
At least
一天。
At least 3 seconds. At least 10 seconds.
最少3秒，最少10秒。
At least as long as it takes to pray and respond appropriately and correctly.
最少给我们足够的时间来安静来祷告，为这些事情寻找最好的解决方式。
And last of all, Paul says, "Bear one another in love. Bear with one another in love."
最后，保罗说用爱心互相宽容。
This is unconditional love.
无条件的爱。
I don't know how many of you experienced unconditional love when you were growing up.
我不知道当我们有多少人在成长的时候有经历无条件的爱。
The best parents in the world don't do it perfectly.
哪怕最完美的父母没有办法给我们 无条件的爱。
And many of our parents did it, you know, very poorly. Some of us.
有些父母会尽力，有些父母做的比较好，有些父母做的没有这么好。
There were rules and there were conditions, or I'm not going to love you.
也许爱我们是有条件附带条件等等。
Those words break your little children's eggs pretty easily.
也许父母的那些言语很容易破碎我们内心的心灵。
If you don't do this, then I'm not going to love you. Oh my, many of us have heard those words. We carry that wound in our heart.
有条条框框，有交换条件。如果你不做这个，我就不爱你。
The most amazing thing about God, He never says it. Nowhere in scriptures does it say, if you'll follow me, then I will love you. No, there's always love, always love.
感谢主的是在圣经里面，耶稣没有说，爱跟随我，我就会爱你。但是在哪里？整个圣经都有他的爱在里面。
He always comes to us only with complete unconditional love.
唯有耶稣的爱是无条件、丰丰富富的加添给我们。
Or what you've done or where you've gone, He loves you.
不管你做些什么，你去了哪里，神依然爱你。
No matter what, He loves you.
不管怎么样，他还是爱你。
And we are to love one another also.
而因着他的爱，我们要彼此相爱。
It's the context in which everything happens.
这个是我们。生活中一切的法则。
Because if we 彼此相爱, if we love one another, then all the other problems become much, much, much less.
如果我们能彼此相爱的话，我们其他问题都不是太重要的问题。
Love means simply this: I love my wife. We will stay together no matter what.
一个很简单的比喻，我爱我太太，不管怎么样，我会跟我太太一起守望。
If we argue, then we make up. If we fight, then we forgive. That's what it means.
如果我们吵架，我们就和好。
So even here in the IMS, we may argue together, but we are going to stay together. We're going to love one another.
哪怕在 IMS 我们的教会里面，也许我们有不同的争议争论，但是我们还要彼此相爱，彼此原谅。
So that's how we live a life.Worthy of this high and incredible calling that God has for us.
这就是蒙神的呼召的生活方式。
That's all we have to do. Just be humble, be patient, be gentle, and be filled with love.
这个是唯有我们需要做的，就是谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
And that will take some work down in the地下室. It definitely will.
然后这些会影响我们的地下室，会改变我们的地下室。
But in God's goodness.His love, He will come and He will do these things.
上帝以他的慈爱怜悯会在里面做工。
I'd like to invite the worship team to come back out.
我们邀请我们的敬拜团上台。
The last thing I'd like to point out from this scripture
is 最后一点从经文上我要指出的是
is that Paul says to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit.
保罗在这里说要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
When you think of 竭力, I'm not sure that I know that word, but it's to make to do everything that you possibly can. It's an action word.
竭力就是一个动词，要用全心的身心灵的力量来做成这个事情。
Sounds strange that it should be followed by such a passive word like 保守, just to maintain it, just to keep it. The two words don't fit together.
竭力跟保守，一个动词，一个比较积极，一个比较，它似乎没有在一起。
You'd say expect Paul to say 竭力的创造 ，you know, do everything you can to create or to make unity. No, he doesn't say that.
虽然听起来也许竭力的来创造更积极一些，但是保罗没有这样说。
That's because Jesus Christ alone is the author of our unity.
因为唯有耶稣基督是我们合一的创造者。
He has done everything necessary to pull us into Christ, in Christ, in Christ Jesus, Paul constantly says.
他已经成就了一切让我们跟彼此能合一在一起。
In Him is where heaven and earth have been brought together, and now we are in Him.
唯有在基督里天地人合一，我们人弟兄姊妹也彼此合一在里面。
Only harmony of the universe is in Jesus Christ, and now we are in Jesus Christ.
宇宙万物的合一唯有在基督耶稣里，而我们也在耶稣基督里。
So it makes sense what he says. Do everything you can to just stay, remain, 保守 the unity.
所以这里是多有智慧啊！所以他这里说竭力保守留在这里。
Lean on Him. He has created unity. You just keep it.
依靠耶稣，耶稣已创造了合一在我们里面。
Our highest calling at the IMS is this one thing.
我们 IMS 教会最大的呼召是这一点。
To keep the unity that Jesus Christ has already 赐给我们，送给我们。
就是保守耶稣基督给我们所赐给我们的合一。
And we keep it through gentleness.Patience.
怎么样保守？谦虚、温柔、忍耐、
Love.
宽容、爱心。
We keep the unity of the Spirit in these things.
我们保守圣灵所赐的合一的心。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
We have heard your call.
我们听到了你的呼召。
We have heard of your great love and your great power.
我们听到了你伟大的爱的能力。
Ask in Jesus' name that you would now come and do it in our midst.
奉耶稣的名，我们求你邀请你进入我们当中行你
的工作。Grow us in gentleness and humility.
让我们谦虚，让我们温柔。
In patience and especially in love.
让我们忍耐，我们宽容，我们用爱心。
奉靠主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thank you.